What's going on, players and playettes? Welcome to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. This is your host, King Flex, TN, Tariq Nasheed, whatever you want to call a player. You can call me by my real name, my Mac name, my porn name. I got a porn name, all that. That's my new thing now. All my friends, you got to get a porn name. On my next show, I'm going to have my listeners call up with their porn names. My porn name is Denzel Sausageton. So if I'm ever getting busy with you ladies, that's what you call me by. You call me by my porn name, Denzel Sausageton. Anyway, y'all, I'm glad to have everybody tuning into the Mac Lessons Radio Show. That cut that I'm playing right there, that's from one of my partner's artists. What's up, Malcolm, down in Atlanta? That's a dude named Raphael out of Atlanta called Infectious Dance. Now, I normally don't play a lot of stuff that the listeners send in, because a lot of the listeners send in some whack shit. I get tons of emails from cats wanting me to play their songs and their demos and their iTunes songs on the show. And everybody act like this shit is fire. They're like, yo, Flex, man, you gotta play my shit, man. This is the new hot shit, Flex. You gotta play my shit. And I'm like, alright, man, you know, I give you a shot. Let me hear what you got. It'd be some shit like this.
Yeah, I got one question, man. Tell me who next. This nigga salt like a nigga who just getting the best. See, I'm the best, man. I did it.
You did what I'm saying? So that's why a lot of the shit I don't play, but I actually like this cut. That's why I played it. That's a nice little jam right there. I like that. Has that sexual seduction vibe. Anyway, man, I digress. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get all your macking needs, all the macking shows. Also, a lot of people have still been asking about the private sessions. Am I doing the telephone sessions? Yes, I am. You can go to themacwithin.com to get the one-on-one private telephone session. That's themacwithin.com. And I got another pay-per-view special that I'm going to do next week. I'm working on that for you guys right now. The new pay-per-view special is going to be called Barbecue. And what that is, that's going to be a collection of all the disses and the beefs and the roasts that I've done over the years on the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Now, my diehard listeners, you know about all the beefs with Cassandra. Y'all remember Cassandra and Lipstick Alley, Gay Roll the Simp, all these shows. Because I have like almost 200 shows all together. So I'm digging in the archives and I'm pulling up all those beef shows and putting them on one like 2-hour show. It's going to be hilarious. That show is just going to be straight comedy. And if you just want to just kick back and just get your laugh on, you need to listen to those beef shows. And what I'm going to do is going to be behind the scenes commentary on all the beefs. I'm going to play the actual clips from the roast and the beefs, and I'm going to give the background information behind it and what came about, and it's going to be hilarious. So that show is called Barbecue, and that's going to be available next week on MacLessons.com. And also, we're going to include the Emancipation of Monkey mixtape in that too, so you get all that stuff. And there's songs on the Emancipation of Monkey mixtape that I didn't play on the show. Like, there's one cut that you're going to love called It's So Cold in the Tree. That's going to be on there. So it's going to be good shit. So look out for that next week. Also, what's going on in the news before I get into some good game today? We all know Obama has won. Obama is going to be our new president. He is the president-elect. So we're not surprised. We're very happy and celebratory, and we're very pleased with that. I know the Secret Service, they got to step their game up, man. They got to really step their game up, because, shit, they got to start checking them dark and lovely boxes for anthrax and shit, because there's going to be some relaxers coming in and out that damn White House. Obama and them girls, they got some of the prettiest little perms. You ever look at them, you're like, what the fuck are they putting in them little perms? They putting shea butter in them motherfuckers? But It's a beautiful thing. I want to try to get up there to the inauguration in January. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Let me put on some Mac and music so I can get my spit on. And also the Get Your Game Right tour, we're still coming to New York. New York is next on the radar. And again, we're doing another one out here in Flaw Scandalous. We're going to do it around December or early January, because I'm working on the Art of Gold Digging now as we speak. It's almost done. It's basically done. I'm just tweaking it up, making it fly. We're going to do the photo for the book cover probably next week. I'm talking about this thing is going to be quick. The minute I'm done with it and everything is edited and all that good shit, it's hitting the presses. So I'm trying to get the Art of Gold Digging available by December, and I want to actually sell some of the books on the tour. So I'm working, man. I'm working for you cats, dude. I'm getting it together. Art of Gold Digging, the fellas, you can get that book too, because there's a lot of game in there that the fellas need to peep out too. That's going to be a great book. Great, great, great book. But I digress. Also, I want to address some, I think a couple of queens were mad at me. There's the YouTube video of me circulating around. It's been on a number of different websites. When I was down in Atlanta doing the Get Your Game Right lecture down in Atlanta, when was that, last week, the week before last? It was 2 weeks ago. It was a while since I've been. It seems like a while since I was down in Atlanta. But anyway, I posted up a video of YouTube of me driving around Atlanta, and I was talking about the malls. And in the video, I mentioned that the Lenox Square Mall in Atlanta was full of moist dudes. So I think a couple of gay folks got offended, man. Which they shouldn't, because I don't really diss gay people like that. I was just making a comment that I was kind of shocked that there was a lot of gay dudes at that mall. That's like the new gay hangout, and I didn't know that. Because in Atlanta, I used to go down to Atlanta and go to the Lenox Mall. It'd be crawling with women, and now that's the gay spot, and I didn't know that, and I mentioned it. So I'm not being homophobic. I think some of these gay dudes are kind of uptight because Proposition 8 didn't go through out here in L.A. or something. Because the gay people out here are mad as hell. I saw a motherfucker with some Daisy Dukes and flip-flops running down the street with a Molotov cocktail. So they're on one out here. But yeah, don't trip. I don't want people to ever label me as homophobic or anything like that. I'm cool with the queens. Much love for the queens. Hold on, let me play some for the queens. Shit. Hold on, let me play some for y'all. I have no problem with queens. I work with queens. I hire queens to work on projects. That's the thing in LA, man. Queens will work their asses off. LA is full of lazy ass people. But gay people will work their asses off. That's why people say that gay people run Hollywood, because gay people are the hardest working people in Hollywood. They actually do all the work. Everybody else is sitting on their asses mooching. You will not find a lazy queen anywhere. They work their asses off. Gay cats show up to work before anybody. You do a movie or a video or whatever, they're going to be there before the camera crew. At 6 in the morning, standing outside in a halter top, eating a breakfast burrito. But I digress. Let me put back on my Mac and music, goddammit. Anyway, so today's show is about closing the deal. That's the topic of today's show. That is the theme of today's show. It's all about closing the deal when you deal with women. Now, I got a couple of emails that I want to read, which gave me the idea to do this topic. The first email I got from a gentleman on MySpace, he told me, he said, "Flex, I'm dealing with this girl and she's acting kind of shy. She's a cute chick. She's about an 8, but she has a very shy vibe. And we've chatted and text messaged each other for the last 2 weeks. But we haven't hooked up, and the reason why we haven't hooked up, because she said she's kind of shy about hooking up. What can I do to really break the ice with this woman and close the deal and have this woman hook up with me? How do you deal with the woman who's shy like this? What's the best way to deal with a shy woman?" The thing is this. That shy bullshit, that's bullshit. That's just an excuse. A woman is not too shy to hook up with you. That's number one. She's not too shy to hook up. What it sounds like is that this woman has a dude. The shy girls need sexual gratification too. I don't give a shit how shy they are. They still need to have some kind of contact with somebody. So this woman sounds like she has a dude already. Don't fall for the shy shit all the time. A lot of women try to play the shy, innocent role and they, oh no, I'm shy. I need to get to know you. Please, this woman has a dude at the crib. While she's acting shy with you, she's at her house eating dick like Christmas cookies. So these women aren't as shy as you think they are. They're not as innocent as you think they are. You dig what I'm saying? They play the shy role with you and they're over there scatting, jazz scatting on a dick, getting her Al Jarreau on. That's her shy ass at her house. Text messaging you and doing this. So like I said, don't fall for the shy shit. You just have to close the deal, which brings me to the next email. Got an email from a brother in Detroit. He was like, let me read it. Let me kind of paraphrase it because a lot of you cats be sending emails and the words be all crazy. But the email says, what's up, Flex? I've met this woman. We've been texting back and forth. We kick it on the phone for like a week. Then we hooked up one time for cocktails and we had a good time. The young lady was giving real good body language. She was giving signs that she was feeling me. She was touching and gazing in my eyes and flirting and all that good stuff. However, nothing happened. After the second time we were out, I ended up talking to her over the phone and she was giving me a lot of compliments. I gave her compliments and all of a sudden she just had to get off the phone and the conversation stopped from there. So about a week later, she texted me again to see how I was doing. And she said we should hook up. But we never got around to it. So another week goes by. She's at a bar. She invites me to the bar. I'm thinking, does she want me to go to the bar to trick? So I went to the bar very cautiously. But she was real cool. She offered to buy me drinks. We laughed. We had a good time. We got really touchy-feely. And I'm thinking it's about to go down. So the night ended. I proceeded to walk her to her car. She had a homegirl with her. I was pissed, but we chatted for a minute outside the car. She kept giving me this look like she's ready to do it. And as much as I wanted to, I didn't kiss or grab her or nothing. As I was leaving, I made the comment to her to make some time for me so we can kick it. And that's it. So he wants to know how to close the deal. Now, in this guy's case, the signs were there. The woman was actually cooperating. But he didn't close the deal. And that's the problem with a lot of you gentlemen out here. Sometimes the women are cooperating. Sometimes they're not cooperating. But no matter what they're doing, you need to bring closure to the deal. The sexual tension is cool. And I've talked about that on shows before. A lot of times when men and women are around each other on a platonic level to a certain degree, or when they're talking as friends, there's a sexual tension that gets built up. And the sexual tension is very sexy, man. It feels fly. And when you finally do close the deal, it's like, bam, that sexual tension erupts. But the thing about it, a lot of you guys get content with the sexual tension. The sexual tension is cool with you because you're scared to close the deal. You're scared to jeopardize some type of sexual relation with the woman. You're scared you're going to lose the woman. And you figure, well, the sexual tension is better than just nothing at all. Sexual tension is cool, but that's not the end all be all. You need to close the deal, fellas, because after a while, that sexual tension is going to die off. because some other dude, like the player here, will step in and take all that sexual tension away and bring that shit on to me. And I closes the deal with the ass. And dudes like me will close the deal and get to the point. And that's what you have to do, fellas. Like the gentleman in the last email, the signs were there. The woman couldn't get more cooperative. Fellas, you got to start being bold. See, a lot of times, a lot of you guys read my books and all this stuff, and that helps you break the ice. It helps you get your foot in the door. It helps you get the confidence to step to these women. But you still have to have the same level of confidence and boldness when it comes to closing the deal. I don't want you to get your foot in the door, then get confused. You still need to be bold. You still need to be confident when it comes to closing that deal. Don't worry about jeopardizing your chances of losing the woman. Don't worry about that. And don't play games. Don't play this texting game. Don't play this email game. Don't play the MySpace game with these women. Close the deal. You, as the man, have to take the initiative. You really have to man up sometimes and just be bold with it and be like, look, baby, look. We've been going out. We've been kicking it. All right, what's happening? You need to come over to the crib, or I need to come on over there. You just need to step to him like that, fellas. Don't be afraid to step to him like that. Don't play the shy friend role. You niggas are more shy than these broads. Sometimes you just have to go for broke with it. Man, it's like gambling. And I was in Vegas last week. And when it comes to gambling, sometimes when you play small, when you make little safe bets, a lot of times that just wastes your time. Like I was playing blackjack in Vegas last week when I went up there. And I hit the $10 table because, you know, I was trying to play it safe a little bit. Bet 10 here, win 20, win 40, lose 20, bet 10, win 60, lose 20. So I was going back and forth with this on the blackjack table for damn near 45 minutes. And after a while, I'm getting bored. I'm not making no more than $100 betting these little small bets. So eventually I'm like, look, let me just go for broke. Let me just make a big bet. I'm going to either win big or I'm going to lose big because I'm bored. Now, one day I won big, the next day I lost big. I charged it to the game. You have to have that same mentality when dealing with these women, man. It's a gamble sometimes, but sometimes it's best to just put the cards on the table and just bring closure instead of just sitting around idly, not making anything happen. Good or bad, right or wrong, man, if the female is bullshitting and lollygagging, if you're bringing closure to it, at least you got that out your system. If the female is down and if she's feeling you, if you try to bring closure to it and close the deal, you can go ahead and rock with her. So whatever you do, fellas, close the deal with these ladies. Because see, nowadays, man, we have a lot of goofy ass girls out here. Let's just be 100 about it, man. The girls today we have, the ladies are so, they're goofy as hell. And the thing is, we have a lot of dudes who will follow these goofy girls and play these little goofy games with them. Stop playing games with these girls. You're waiting on the woman to give you a sign. Fuck that. Just, if the body language is cool, if she's stepping to you and calling you and texting you, acting like she's cool, acting like she's down, make her shit or get off the pot. And if the woman is on some flake out tip, you just have to charge her to the game. Just let her know that you're not the dude to really play games like that. I'm bringing closure to this. Either we're going to kick it or we're not. And don't play second fiddle. See, a lot of you guys will accept being second fiddle. Like a woman might say, well, let's hook up tomorrow. Then the next day comes and you're like, okay, let's go ahead and hook up. And she'll say some shit like, well, oh, well, you know what? My friends wanted to go somewhere, so I decided to go with them. But we can hook up tomorrow. when they do little stuff like that, but something like that, or let her know that, look, I'm not the dude to play little games like that. No, you don't call me tomorrow. We make plans. Let's make it do what it do. Bring closure. Don't just sit around and hopefully waiting for this woman to come around with her mentality. I don't play with bras like that. When people, women come at me on some, hey Flex, we can hook up. I might hook up with my friends, but I might want to hook up with you. Fuck that. Don't text me with that bullshit. The fuck I look like? I'm not no secondary dude. That's the mentality you have to have with these women. Don't put me secondary. I'm not an afterthought. Don't hook up with me when you don't have nothing else to do. When you run out of shit to do, where you're bored, you can hook them. Fuck that. I would be insulted if women stepped to me like that. Fellas, you got to be offended by some of the stuff that women say. Women be saying stuff to dudes like, well, you know what? My friends want to hook up. They want to go drinking, smoke a blunt. If I don't do that, then I'll call you. See, that's an insult. You have to be like, look, you know what? I'm cool. I'm cool as hell. I'm not the kick it when you're bored dude. You make time to fuck with me. If you don't want to do that, going about your business, we'll still be friends. But I brought closure to this situation. Stop playing with these girls. Stop playing goofy games. Stop doing the text messaging for 2 and 3 months and not hooking up. Stop letting these women flake on you. Let them know, hey, baby, look, I'm not playing with you. You want to hook up? Let's hook up. Either you do or you don't. It's that simple. If a woman has a million excuses, and I've talked about this on the show before, about women with their excuses. If a woman, every time you want to hook up with her, she has some kind of lame excuse. Two things. Either she's a bad luck bitch, or she's full of shit. Either or, you don't want to mess with the chick. Because most likely, she's just full of shit. Bring closure to it. I don't like excuses. I have like a no excuse policy. I hate excuses from women. I don't even give them 3 strikes. If they give me 1 lame excuse, I'm cool. Like, oh, I know we're supposed to hook up, but my cousin live on a farm and his goat died, and we're gonna have a goat funeral. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Women be saying all types of goofy shit like that today. Women be coming up with some of the wackiest bullshit and dudes to sit up and listen to this stuff. Women come to me with this stuff. I look at them. I'm like, woman, are you insane? Girl, if you don't get out of here with that old high school musical ass bullshit you talking, that's how you got to step to these fellas. I mean, step to these women, fellas. Stop playing games with them. Don't be second fiddle. Don't let her waste your time, because you have to value your own time. If you don't value your time, the woman is not going to value your time. If you are the kind of dude that'll sit up and just lollygag with these women, they're going to keep on lollygagging and playing with you. You got to close the deal with these women. Make them shit or get off the pot. Look, baby, this is what I would say. If I'm talking to a woman for 2 and 3 weeks at a time and we're texting each other and we are talking about hooking up and things keep coming up, this is what I would do. Put your cards on the table. Like, look, what's up, baby? Look. We've been chit-chatting for 2 and 3 weeks. I mean, what is this? We're bullshitting. You need to come on over to the crib tomorrow night, or I'm coming over there. We're going to hook up. We ain't fuck a date. We're not going on no date. We're hooking up. We're going to chop up game. We're going to see what's popping. I don't want no fucking excuse. We're going to hook up tomorrow, point blank, at 8. Tomorrow at 8. Fellas, you got to be decisive and definitive. Women can respect that. That's what they really want from you. If they're a down-ass chick, they want you to be decisive. The thing is, you guys are not decisive. You're sitting up just whatever, letting whatever pop off, following the woman's lead. A lot of times, man, like in the second email the gentleman sent me, the woman is really waiting on this dude to be decisive. He's following her around to clubs. He's following her around to bars. Fuck that shit. Like, baby, I'm not following you nowhere. Fuck that. We're going to hook up. Let's go to the crib. Let's chop up game. Come on over to the crib. I got the red light popping off. What you need? I got snacks. I got Ciroc. I got Alizé. I got Patron. I got Kool-Aid. I got Crystal Light. Nestle's Quick. Whatever the fuck you like to drink. I got it. That's how you gotta be, players. Like, look, baby, I got the ambiance. Come on in. I got the music. Here you go.
Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh, yeah.
I got the music, bitch.
At the market. We talking about flea market. Montgomery.
You feel what I'm saying? Anything you got, lay it on the line. Let them know what's happening. Stop playing. Because the thing is, fellas, a lot of times these women do have boyfriends. A lot of times they're just flirting with you just to be flirting with you. They might not be serious. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. As in the first, the emails that I read. In the first email, the woman doesn't sound too serious. She's basically just texting, you know, getting some kind of ego boost from a dude jocking her. The other woman seems like she's coming correct. That's why I read both emails, to show you both sides of the coin. And in both sides of the coin, both of these gentlemen need to do the same thing. They need to put the shit on the table and let it be closed. Let there be closure. If the woman is playing around, it's good that you're going to bring closure to the situation. Like, look, baby, sounds like you have a dude. If you got a dude, just go and handle it and do what you do. And call me when you're single. But I'm not going to be text messaging you and emailing you and all this old loosey-goosey shit. Holler at me when you're ready to really hook up. But I'm not going to be texting you all day. And if the female is cooperating, like, look, you cooperating, I like you, you like me, I'm feeling your vibe, come over to the crib and let's make it do what it do. Being bold and closing the deal is going to take care of two things. It's going to make the woman say, well, fuck it, let me just stay with my man. Or it's going to make her say, well, fuck it, let me go ahead and kick it with you. Either or, those are two positive things, because if the woman is kicking it with you, that's always a good thing. It's always good to have a good player on your team. If the woman is like, well, shit, I don't want to go out on a date with you, I don't want to hook up with you like that, well, at least you got a bullshit ass chick out of your hair. At least you know where she stands. At least you're not wasting your time. Close the deal, whatever you do. Don't be afraid to close the deal, fellas. Please be bold with your game. You feel me? Anyway, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, King Flex. Don't forget to check out MacLessons.com. Don't forget to check out MySpace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. I got the new chat room on my MySpace page. I got a live chat room on the MySpace page, and I go there every day throughout the day. It's not a specific time, but you can go and chat with me live, chat with the other players. I'm on there on and off all day, so you might catch me, ask me a few questions, I give you some quick advice. Holla at a player. Talk to you next time. Happy Thanksgiving.